Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And hopefully you know by now you can find Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and really appreciate it if you haven't done it already to go to our Animal World page on Facebook, give us a like, check out all the great things I post. I mean, because I take a lot of time during the week to post all this stuff, more than 30 things this week.
So we have a Facebook page, too?
Well, that's right. So, Jude and Paul. And where do we go? Whispering Dragon.
I haven't posted that many things. And sometimes when we get really...
Well, I'm posting for you.
We don't post. But I posted a bunch of stuff the other day.
Well, like us on Facebook also.
So go to Whispering Dragon on Facebook. Give them a like. And Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Give us a like. And be sure you tune in often, frequently, because I post a lot of really cool animal stuff. And...
Some of it is just for fun, and some of it's for education, and some of it's you need to know, or we need you, somebody needs your help, or whatever it is. Check it out. And we are doing harmonic energy shifting today. We have open phone lines. Encourage you to call in very soon if you want a free treatment, because we've got Rick and Tycho scheduled for later in the hour. And local phone numbers, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And by the way, as long as we've got open phone lines, how about we do a Designing Health giveaway? And we have Missing Link to give away. You just need to be 18 or older and can't have won a contest on this show or any other on KKNW in the last 30 days. Other than that, you're good to go to give us a call and pick out the version of Missing Link you'd like for your animal friends. There's three versions for dogs, their new senior formula with green muscle and hip and joint. There's a skin and coat. There's a cat formula. There's a wellness blend that's vegetarian for all animals. And there is a bird formula and a new poultry formula for you city chickens. And all you got to do is pick up your phone, tell Kathy, let's see, we need missing link words of the day. How about harmonic energy and energy shifting today on Animal World? That sounds good to me. Okay, local number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And by the way, if you need to mail something to Animal World, if you don't do email and all that good stuff, the mailing address for Animal World is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's in Monroe, Washington, 98272. You can, the Whispering Dragon website is whispering-dragon.com. And phone number is 206-706-2836. Remember, if you book a remote session with Jude and Paul this month in October, get $25 off, even if it's scheduled for November. $25 up if you make the appointment this month. All right, let's see if we can hear Ron this time. We're going back to Federal Way. Ron, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Hello.
Hey, hi, Ron. Yay! Ron's there.
Yay.
All right, Ron, what can Jude and Paul help you with?
I need some energy clearing. I've got a block on prosperity, I believe.
And then you said something, you told Kathy something about a real estate business you needed to...
Yeah, that's my real estate business. I do referrals. That's how I'm building my business. And everybody that I come in contact with, in fact, I just sold a house here in Tacoma, and I'm not getting any referrals.
Uh-huh. So you'd like to open that up, and you want an energy clearing on yourself as well as your real estate business?
Yes.
Okay, so...
I think it's all part of the same thing.
Oh, Paul's saying all part of the same thing here?
Exactly, that's what I'm feeling.
Looks like Jupiter and New Moon, huh?
Yeah, this is Jupiter is expansive and abundant, and New Moon is opening, so we're kind of doing it in the field here.
I'm sitting in my electric car, but...
You're sitting in your electric car?
Yeah.
That's cool, you have an electric car. Are you plugged in?
It's running.
It's running. Okay.
Is it a Tesla?
No, that's in my future.
I was surprised to see. You know, we have an electric car plug-in station in Salton.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I was really surprised.
So Jude did some stuff for abundance. We need to do a little stuff connected to first chakra as well, and now she's done. Jupiter and Nibiru again. This is bringing abundance to a kind of a new grid, a new matrix.
I'm gonna do all the chakras.
Oh, Jude's going to do a general chakra.
General chakra. Oh, you get the Tibetan bell.
Yeah. So we do the bell over the chakras, and you can kind of So you can tell kind of where the chakras might be a little weak when you do it over. You can hear it kind of fade a little bit over a particular chakra, and so we'll spend a little more time there. But it looks like you're more like down, what, you're in kind of second chakra?
Well, I was, and I bounced back up to third.
Okay,
second and third. Second and third chakras, okay.
So, And
it's like Mars and Venus.
Mars and Venus on third chakra to balance. So third chakra has to do with kind of, you know, sense of self and feeling good about yourself and what you're doing and, you know, feeling capable and able and all of that. So helps with, you know, with that focus.
Well, and isn't it interesting that Ron was on the line, phone line, and we brought up the call, and he could hear us, but we couldn't hear him.
Mm.
Might that be a significant little piece in his energy block?
Certainly.
He's not being heard?
Symbolic, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think could be Mercury retrograde still
the
rearing its
of
ugly
that.
Head.
Yeah.
Did you hear Mercury retrograde?
Huh?
I said, "Dang, Mercury retrograde."
Well, it's a, you know, it's gone direct now. So, but
yeah,
still
it is
a little
direct now,
here.
but it's only been for a few days.
Yeah.
So, it, you know, there can be residuals. And this seemed to be a particularly really powerful one.
So, yeah, it was.
Okay, here comes the dig for you.
This is also clearing on all the chakras. This really helps to open things up and get things flowing. A kind of communication between the chakras and building.
That was nice.
Yeah, these low kind of drone tones, drone instruments tend to kind of clear out the chakras really nicely.
Yeah. Here we go with the bulls. Getting two of them here.
Oh boy, it's a two bull Sunday.
Yeah, you get a two bull Sunday. So it's not the smallest one, it's the next size up, and then the more medium one, the one that Robbie likes, is kind of that size, I think. Or maybe it's the size that Paul has. That's hard.
Yeah, this is about a 6 or 7 inch bowl. That's probably a 10.
Well, I love the bowls. I love the bell. And the tingsha. That hasn't come out today. But I like that too. I like all these sounds.
It will.
Yeah. It will come out. Oh, it's coming out. That must be why it popped into my head. It's like, oh, it's time for the tingsha. here it comes. I hadn't even thought about it until now. So I guess we're in tune, Jude.
Yeah.
So the other thing is, what we find about referrals is that when you stop keeping track, when you stop taking...
Score.
Oh, keeping score.
And just start... opening the portals of abundance and, you know, kind of see it all happening and don't kind of dwell on what's not happening. The energy begins to shift.
And not expecting it from any particular source, just opening yourself up to, you know, infinite possibilities rather than limiting yourself to needing it from, you know, particular referral sources or whatever.
Yeah.
Things can come from unexpected places, and if you only think about the things that you can think about, then you kind of limit yourself to what the universe can produce for you.
Well, you also have a lot more portals than we know about, and so
I understand that totally.
And so it's opening to kind of limitlessness that really kind of jump starts that stuff that we all run into periodically when we go, well, where is it, and in the where is it, we can't find it.
Yeah, and another thing that what's coming in for me is remember that you get what you give. So make sure if you want people referring to you, make sure that you're taking the time to refer to others. You know, because sometimes we don't do that. It's like if you don't return your phone calls on time, don't be surprised if others don't return yours. Mm. Sort of thing.
No, I always pay it forward. If I go through Starbucks, the next person behind me gets paid for.
Cool. Well, how nice of you. I'll follow you, Ron. I'll look for that. And hey, how do you like your electric car, Ron? How do you like your electric car?
I love it. I just turned over 100,000 miles.
Oh, wow. Hey, cool. All right. All right, so Ron's good?
Yeah, I also would recommend that you sing.
Oh.
Sing.
Start
sing.
Singing, Ron. Oh, and you know what?
How about portals.
Would he do well with the sound portal on the Whisper
Abundance?
Oh, we
have an abundance portal.
You have an abundance sound portal on whispering-dragon.com. That would be a good one for you to be playing, and you could sing to it.
Okay, I'll do that right after we hang up, but I go in the office.
All right,
cool.
Thanks, Ron.
All right.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right, let's get to, we're going to Bellevue and Maggie. Maggie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and I have two issues. One is me. I've got a lot of energy that I don't have. And my kid, my cat, who's 14 years old, Sammy, I've talked to you before about she's doing a lot of peeing in her box. She's being good. I had taken her to the vet and everything, and she hasn't gone back in a while, but I've noticed she's peeing a lot, and I don't know what that means.
Well, how, and she's 14. Well, that we were just talking about that on the last Vet Sunday, I think, and that can be indicative of, it can be indicative of kidney stuff. It can be indicative of diabetic stuff. If you notice a lot more urine than she normally produces, that is a reason to have her checked.
Well, I best take her back then. Yeah.
Or at least call and check in. Has she been in recently?
About a month ago.
Okay. Might be worth giving them a call then.
Yeah, I will.
Call and touch base.
Yeah.
And pay attention.
So Jude's done points on the back that relate to the kidney energy, and then now she's doing ones on the inner part of the hind paws that relate to the kidneys as well.
And I'm actually sort of duplicating this for you because kidney energy is also about our sort of general energy. And so she may be manifesting as a reflection of your kind of lack of energy. So I'm just going to make that connection.
So pay attention before you take her in. See if her urine production doesn't straighten out after this treatment session.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, because that may be reflective. She's reflecting yours, and Jude and Paul clear that all up, then the pattern may change with her.
Yeah, see if your energy picks up as well.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to do this. The same points apply to her that I just did for the kitty, and then I'm going to do some other ones for her.
And in the meantime, I want to congratulate Nakia called back, and she won the missing link. So for her kitty friend, isn't that great? That's super.
So you're doing Stomach 36.
Yeah.
So again, we're back to Stomach 36 for building energy with the Earth Day 5th interval here because it's a building energy, and that point is a very powerful building point. And it does address, because it's on the stomach channel, but it also addresses, besides the stomach and the spleen, it also addresses the kidney energy. So it's a really powerful point.
Venus and full moon, it looks like.
On the heart chakra.
No.
Renandu. Oh, Renandu. Okay. That's where you were pointing at.
Those are two of those extraordinary vessels.
Yeah, the two extraordinary vessels.
I'm starting to learn.
They run up the front midline and the back midline.
And because they sort of balance both all of the yin energy and the yang energy of the body.
Yeah, and
that will expand your access to your energy.
Yeah, and again, particularly powerful for helping the kidneys, kidney energy. Have there been any fear issues that have come up lately?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
For Maggie? Anything?
No,
push your fear buttons?
No, I don't think fear.
Okay, good. And build a little yang energy with the sun, high octave sun octave.
Yeah, I love that sun four because you're doing the high ones, the ohm and the sun.
No, these are both. I guess it is ohm and sun. You're doing the solar seventh. I thought you were grabbing both sun forks.
Bring two sun.
I only see one. So well, yeah. Oh, you get the big Tibetan bowl.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, I really like this one. Well, I like all of them. I would, yeah.
Yeah, what I get, this bowl for me, especially right now, feels like it's really consolidating energy. So kind of keeping things from, you know, leaking out, bringing it all, making it more coherent.
Oh.
Did I lose you?
No. He's transferring the bowl to Paul so that the bowl's going while Jude is using, looks like, Saturn and Earth Day.
Because I'm doing that in kind of a circle around you and your cat, as this is really consolidates the energy even more.
Okay, so it's going around Maggie and Sammy together.
Thank you.
All right. Feels good?
Yep.
All right, so that looks like you guys are good.
Wonderful work for all of you. God bless you all.
All right, and why don't you call me back next Sunday, Maggie, because Dr. Nails will be here, but then let me know if her production of urine changed after this treatment today.
I will.
Okay.
God bless you all.
Thank you. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, we are going to take care of advertisers and sponsors, the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. We continue with current events, so I don't forget that. And then hopefully we'll have Rick and Tycho. But if you are wanting a remote treatment here, be a good idea to pick up the phone and get locked into the system here, because if Rick and Tycho aren't available on schedule, we'll be able to take you, or you know, before or after. So if you want to get in before the end of the show, now would be the time to call 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
1150kknw.com. It's why they invented the internet. We think. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway into the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you heard about the great NuPro supplements. Very, very high quality, been around for a long time. Check them out, NuProSupplements.com. And then, of course, Dr. Nels will be in the studio next week for bioenergetic synchronization technique remotes. You can check him out at Nels, N-E-L-S, HealingMinistry.com. Check out the testimonial page. You'll be really impressed. And if you need his services before, you can give a call at 425-238-2668. And then, of course, you know about Jude and Paul Pott and Whispering Dragon are here now. And you can check them out on Facebook at Whispering Dragon. Check out their website at whispering-dragon.com or give them a call at 206-706-2836. The sound portals are on the website, and there's two new ones. And the new ones are Joy and Tranquility. There's already grounding and abundance there, and they're really, really great. All right, now before we go back to the show and the phones, we got to get current events in. Let's do that. Okie dokie, let's see. I keep forgetting to remind you that I am teaching again this month at East West Bookshop in Seattle, their new location, which is right above Whole Foods. Plenty of free parking at 65th and Roosevelt in Seattle. I'll be doing my series of classes, The Keys to Understanding Our Animal Friends. Part one is all the communicating with animal stuff, focusing on interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication. That will be Wednesday, October 21st from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Part two is the human-to-animal transference and how our animals pick up, process, and reflect back what's going on with us, and some tools so that you can open up the channels to be able to communicate better with your animal friends. And that is on Wednesday, October 28th. Also from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Now, the classes stand alone, but it's even better if you take them together. If you take them separately, it's $20 for each class. You take them both, $35. What a deal. All right, so give East West a call if you want to register, 206-523-3726, or just show up on the 21st and the 28th by 6:30, 206-523-3726, or www.eastwestbookshop.com. The Seattle Dog Fest Walk and Roll to support Canine Companions for Independence is Saturday, October 17th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Marymore Park in Redmond. The Northwest Stream Center has got the Bat Lady coming in, flying in for her presentation, which is always really popular. That will be Friday, October 16th at 7 p.m. Barbara Ogard is the Bat Lady and presents a fabulous program for young and old, and all costumed kids will receive a free salmon poster at this event. $5 if you're a member of Stream Keepers, $7 if you're not. You need to call for reservations. I'll give you the number in a minute because it's the same number. They're also asking for volunteers. It's time to plant trees at Catherine Creek. Adopt a Stream Foundation is planting hundreds of trees and shrubs next to the creek Saturday, October 21st, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. in the field next to the stream at 2547 Grade Road in Lake Stevens. And if you'd like to volunteer, please give them a call, 425-316-8592. And it's almost time for the 18th annual Black Cat Ball, benefiting Perfect Pals. That's October 21st at the Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue, www.perfectpals.org. Better get online for tickets if you want to go. And here's a new one. Haven't heard from these folks for a while, but Sarvey Wildlife Care Center is having a wine and wings fundraiser Saturday, October 17th, 2 to 5 p.m. at Monroe Swiss Hall, 18500 Tualco Road, Monroe. I'm not sure where that is, but that's in my neighborhood. Saturday, October 17th, wine tasting and special label wine sale. Educational birds will be there and a special presentation. It's $15 a person. Got some upcoming events for ARF. That's the Animal Rescue Foundation in Everett. And they've got October 17th, Dogtoberfest at the Irishman in Everett. That's from 1 to 4 p.m. Test your knowledge of beer and dogs for a wonderful prize, and they say come hungry and thirsty. They're having their first annual Rockin' Paw Waka Run on Saturday, December 5th. Support and enjoy the launch of the holiday season with a 5K run or a one-mile walk at Langus Park in Everett. The event is followed by Santa Paws at the Everett Animal Shelter for photos of your furry friends. They also are looking for sponsors, and there's a link to how to contact all of them when if you go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events. And let's see, the 13th annual Walk for the Animals at their new location for the Humane Society is October 18th, 2.8-mile walk. I assume that's around Green Lake because that's where it is. Adoptable pets, vendor booths, dog contests, and more. And Homeward Pet Adoption Center is celebrating Adopt a Shelter Dog Month with 12th Man's Best Friend Special. Any dog adopted during October will go home with a coupon for 10 free dog walks, and that's a $200 value. Now we got some events coming up at Meow in Kirkland, second annual cat running. That's actually going on today at Marymore Park. You might still be able to join in if you head over to Marymore. The 12th dog tailgating and wine tasting is Sunday, November 8th at Northwest Cellars in Kirkland from 1 to 4 p.m. And well-behaved leash dogs are welcome. $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Costume contest, so wear your best 12th fan gear. And 2016 Meow calendars are now available online and at the shelter. And that's about all I have time for. So if you want all the more details or anything that I wasn't able to include, go to MarthaNorwalk.com and click on current events. Well, wouldn't you know, last half hour of the show and phone lines are full. I warned you guys, though, we'll do our best to get to all of you. But I told you, priority is going to Rick and Tycho, and we've got them on line three, so that's where we're headed. Hey, good morning, Rick.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going good, and you're live with Jude and Paul. And
good morning.
Good morning.
The first question I have is, did you successfully run your marathon?
I did.
Hey.
Just finished.
All right. And you're not even heavily winded, it sounds like.
About 10 minutes ago.
Okay. Had a chance to recover.
Yeah.
All right. So I have, Jude and Paul are familiar with you and Tycho. I did ask them about the radionics symbols that came through in my session on Friday for you. And they've said, what did you say? That's a really good thing for me to figure out how to get copies to Rick.
Yeah, yeah.
And what do you want him to do with those?
Put his food.
Put Tycho's food on. Just sit him on the symbols.
It doesn't have to be long, 5 minutes.
Yeah, the food bowl. Put the food bowl.
It's just an energy and you know.
And what then, about his medications? Did you put the medications on them too?
Sure, wouldn't hurt.
Okay.
And I might also make a second copy and put at least both of them where he sleeps.
Okay. Rick, after we're done with this call, if you wouldn't mind, calling my office number and give me your email address and a fax number if you have it.
Okay.
And then I'll figure out how to make a call and I'll get it to you one way or the other or both.
All right.
That makes sense. All right. So, So then we're going to have... Now, how is Tycho doing? How, has his appetite changed at all?
No, unfortunately. This morning, he would eat absolutely nothing. He wouldn't even try... Well, I should be... Let me change that. I offered him a few things, and I walked away, and I looked back, and he took about 5 bites of really small pieces of steak. Oh, and that was it. And then, okay. Then he finished and just walked away. And when I left on the marathon, I left it out with him. So I'm hoping when I get home, he will have eaten some more, but I don't know that yet.
Okay, and for anybody, Tycho's our Basenji, who we now know has been diagnosed with the endocrine immune imbalance, and he's on the protocol, but it takes a while to kick in and get going. And Dr. Doug Yearout is primary veterinarian. He's working with Dr. Bill Burlingame. Darcy Pariso and I are also involved, and we know we're on kind of a wavy path before it straightens out. But we've been told that if Jude and Paul tune in, and it's kind of, and I don't know what you guys are getting, if you're seeing a connection with this with Rick and Tycho. Okay, big time. Jude's eyes just got real big, Rick, and she nodded her head. So that's a confirmation on that. So you guys take it away.
Well, you know, when we talked about this with you on Friday, I got a an image of kind of a circle or actually like a sphere around Tycho, but and there was kind of an emptiness that had to do with low energy, basically kind of a low energy. And as I remember, there's a fear issue also involved in.
Well, yeah. Tycho is very sensitive, fearful. And he's not only has the imbalance, he's also hypothyroid.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, with his guts being so stressed and painful, that, you know, he's on a more absorbable form of thyroid treatment now,
right.
Isn't he, Rick? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, go ahead, Rick.
It's a liquid form of thyroid medicine.
Yeah. Okay, I just need to time out for a minute. Kathy, I'm going to try to get everybody in, but as I warned everybody, Rick and Tycho are priorities, so we'll take care of them, and I think, you know, spirits with us, we'll do our best. Okay, go ahead.
Well, we're doing kind of addressing low kidney energy, the fear stuff in Chinese medicine relates to the kidney, and also the hypothyroid is a kidney yang sort of deficiency. And so, again, going back to the Du channel to help with the kidney yang. And I think that Jude, you were saying Chong, which I think is a good idea too. Du and Chong, maybe.
Okay.
Because I think that might help with the digestive part of it or the eating part of it, the stimulating appetite part of it.
Well, and what Tycho tells Darcy is that he wants to eat, but it's when he does, then he doesn't feel good.
Uh-huh.
And there's a short area of the intestinal tract on the left side of the body that keeps showing up to Darcy. And when the medication is at the high level, that inflammation is calming down. But you know, it's healing. It's just taking its time.
Uh-huh. Well, this should help to speed up the healing process because it's going to strengthen the digestive system, and I mean the gut's eliminative, but there's a connection between the stomach and the large intestine. It's in Chinese called the yang ming connection. So Jude's also going to do stomach 36. I told you, again, this is a very commonly used point, but this helps to build energy, helps to balance digestion, helps to strengthen the digestive system.
Jude, it looks like Ohm Fork and Earth Day.
Yeah, again, this is for building chi, building energy.
Now she's switching to high frequency Chiron and Ohm.
Yeah, this is to help with balancing energetic connection between Rick and Tycho to any kind of disruption in the energy flow that might be influencing each other.
Well,
and
one thing we got big time the last session Darcy and I did is that Tycho, his main purpose this lifetime was to bring some issues to Rick's attention. Mm-hmm. And we got very firmly that, oh, and you're nodding your head on that. And I've had Rick is talking to Tycho now, saying, look, I got the message. Right. I'm doing my homework. You can stop doing my stuff and heal yourself. So maybe that's straightening out that sort of thing.
Well, I think it will. I think, it's like, yeah, I got the message. You can relax. Don't hurt yourself.
Uh-huh.
So I'm picking up it. We sometimes do something we call time travel.
Uh-huh. Right?
And so when I do that, what I pick up is that this is an old pattern,
uh-huh.
an old connective pattern between them in other lifetimes.
Oh, okay.
So what we need to do is just shift that pattern.
So she's turning around to grab something to do that with. Not sure what she's going to grab here. The Tibetan bell you're getting.
Yeah. I'm also going to activate the Saturn fork just because it helps to connect with the timeline. Or Jude's going to activate it.
Okay, so Saturn and the Tibetan bell. Okay, that's interesting.
Remember, Saturn is the Roman god. The Kronos is the Greek god, and Kronos has to do with time, right?
Oh, okay.
It's the same.
Same energy?
Same god, yeah.
Same god, okay.
When we use one of the things we use Saturn for is kind of connecting with timelines.
Okay, so a Tibetan bowl for you guys.
Yeah.
That's nice. You're feeling
getting a really big shift from that.
Oh, okay. Good. She's seeing a big shift, Rick, so that's good.
The other thing, Jude, that I'm getting is doing the Pluto and full moon and just directing it towards that intestinal area. It's kind of letting go of the emotional stuff.
So Pluto and full moon acutonics forks, Rick, is what she's using now.
Okay.
On that area of Tycho's intestine.
Actually, do stomach 25, mm-hmm. I think, would be good. We're doing it on a point in the belly that's just out from the navel, and which is a point that's on the stomach channel, but it influences the large intestine.
The other thing that this point is said to do is that it's said to be the kind of pivoting point between the celestial and the earthly energies in the body. And so that also helps to bring all of the kind of players into play here for helping to balance.
Yeah, it's balance is earthly and heavenly or divine and earthly energies.
I'm also going to do this for kind of nervous system and integration.
What's that
flow.
Mercury and Neptune it looks like, huh?
Yeah, integrating the flow and.
It would be really neat, Rick, if you could see what we're doing here. They have all kinds of acutonic tuning forks, and they're all different colored related to the planet and the frequency. So it's really pretty to see all this neat stuff.
Now, we just set up we visualize a holographic image of, whatever we're working with, and then do it just as if we were if the person or the animal was right in front of us.
Yeah, and I'm always amazed at how powerful the remote sessions are.
So I'm picking up a pattern, like a spiral geometry in Tycho's field. And it's kind of aligned with his spine, but it's spiraling in the opposite direction to what's useful for him.
Right. Oh.
So.
Well, can we shift that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's change that.
We use a little matrix here and bring in what matrix calls frequency one, and then we're going to invert it, which shifts the energy in the opposite direction.
And she's, changing her mind on what she's going to use to do this with, it looks like. And going to do two big bowls. We're going to do the big Tibetan bowl and then the little smaller Tibetan
These
bowl.
Are both big ones.
Both big ones. My dog, Rick, you were jogging when it said this, but my dog, Robbie, loves the Tibetan bowl. And I play it over him every day. He just loves it. So I bet Tycho likes it, too. Those are nice together, the two of them. I feel something relaxing.
Rick just relaxed.
Is that Nancy?
Yeah. We're both here.
Oh, and you felt Rick relaxed too? That's good.
Yes, I did.
That's good. That's good.
The other thing that I always get when I get these spiral kinds of things is that's a DNA reference for me.
Oh.
And what we have is a lot of DNA that's called junk DNA, except it's not really junk because it's like 80% of what's there.
Yeah.
And so what we think happens sometimes is that if by activating some of that, it allows us to access a different dimension of well-being.
Okay.
And so that's what I felt like we were just able to do with the bowls.
Cool.
And I think that's kind of ongoing. So
okay,
that can create a kind of flow for a while here.
All right, and we'll have him on next week so Dr. Nels can do his thing as well. You're going to do a Mars and Venus high frequency here.
Yeah, just balancing yin and yang again, getting the kind of those basic polarities balanced.
So then you guys need to pay attention to what's different, and then, of course, you know, we're on a daily check-in basis.
And this is Sedna. Sedna's kind of like a superconductor. It just amps things up really strongly.
And the other unique thing about Sedna is that it's totally non-dual. Even though it ramps things up, it's neither yin nor yang. It's both, and so it's unique in that capacity to create a state of neutrality where there's no charge on stuff. Mm-hmm. And so that feels really important.
Okay.
I mean, because anytime there's been something that's going on for a long time and there's been a lot of stuff around it, taking the charge off is really useful.
Okay. So do you feel good at this point?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to tell you, Rick, give me a call later tonight. Let me know what's going on, if anything shifted. And we'll talk to you again next week on the air. I want to let Celeste know, hold on, because Celeste is on you, and she's got Scamperdoo, the big black and white kitty, the coughing thing. Yeah. So we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors before we run out of time here. But Celeste, you hold on, because they'll start working on Scamperdoo and whatever needs to be done. And Rick, I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling in.
Congrats on the marathon.
And everybody stay tuned. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. Comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. Keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food. Add in Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there's a whole bunch of formulas. There's three formulas for dogs: hip and joint, skin and coat, the new senior formula with New Zealand green mussel. There is a cat formula. There is a wellness blend that's vegetarian. You can feed to both dogs and cats and all your other house critters as well. There is a bird formula and a chicken formula, a poultry formula for the city chickens, and there's a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies. Dr. Doug's got it on his shelf, and he's got the stronger veterinary version. And you can also go directly to Designing Health at www.designinghealth.com or give them a call at 1-800 774-7387.
Dr. Doug Yearout, holistic veterinarian, has relocated his office. The All Animal Alternative Medicine Clinic is now at 1059 State Avenue, Suite E in Marysville. Dr. Doug has practiced holistic and naturopathic veterinary medicine for 35 years in the Lake Stevens area. He offers animal chiropractic, homeopathy, Western and Eastern herbal medicine, proper nutritional advice, class 4 medical laser therapy, and other energy healing methods. He treats almost everything dressed in an animal suit, including companion animals, dogs and cats, birds, rabbits, reptiles, ferrets, and other strange, rare, and peculiar exotic pets, including wildlife. The All Animal Alternative Medicine Clinic is open by appointment Monday through Friday. Call today, 360-653-8171.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Tell your friends, the place to be is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and yes, we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Just want to remind you that the best holistic veterinarian and alternative medicine practitioner, he is the expert in homeopathy, and he's moved. He's now in Marysville. He and Dr. Bill up in the same neighborhood, two blocks down the street, easy access off the freeway. And it is All Animal Alternative Medicine Clinic on State Avenue. And if you've got anything, he sees anything in an animal suit. And he is just one. Yeah, well, he's June Pauly's Magic's vet. He's been your veterinarian for a long time, has he not?
Yeah, very long time.
Yeah, right. And he's helping save Tycho. So give him a call. Get in there to see him. If you have any holistic veterinary needs, Dr. Doug Yearout, All Animal Alternative Medicine Clinic, and now in Marysville. The number is 360-653-8171. All right, for what time we've got left, Jude and Paul Pontner here from Whispering Dragon. Let's go to Linwood and Celeste. Welcome to Animal World. Good morning. How are you, Celeste?
Good morning. I'm fighting an upper respiratory infection myself.
I just told them while we were off the air, I have a feeling this might be about Celeste as well as Scamperdoo.
Yep, it is, because I got it the beginning of September, and it just keeps coming back. But interestingly enough, knowing that he's very empathetic, he started coughing again.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, is he doing it for me, or does he have something himself?
Yes. Is that yes to both things, or yes? Okay.
And Ben also is walking more limpish, if you know what I mean, just tender jointed.
Now that Dr. Nails is real good at working on that stuff too. So we should have you calling in next Sunday too.
So,
did you have any achy joints with your respiratory thing?
No, I just can't stop coughing, and it doesn't seem to go away, and I'm exhausted. My body's exhausted all the time.
So we did. Jude did some general Mercury Chiron just to help with connecting with you and Scamperdoo, and then did the throat chakra. Although I didn't see what you were using. Okay, so Mercury and Chiron again, and now she's doing lung one, first point in the lung channel. It's kind of up by the apex of the lungs, and it's the kind of an access point for the lungs, and doing strengthening. Because a lot of times what happens when you get a cough, because the coughing tends to use up the lung energy, and it depletes the lung energy, so you have to kind of build the lungs back up so that they can have enough energy to heal. So doing a little bit of that as well. Is the cough dry? Are you producing any mucus?
No, it's mostly dry.
Yeah, yeah. So we need to do a little bit of maybe yin nourishing in the lungs as well. A little Mercury and full moon. And when we hit the UB13 points.
And that's still with the Mercury and full moon?
Yeah, these are points on the back, actually. They're level with the third thoracic vertebrae, but they also influence the lungs and build the lungs. And this here, what we're doing with the full moon is moistening because of the dryness of the cough.
Yeah, I'm just going to talk for a minute here to let everybody know that normal programming going on today on the station, so you can stay tuned after Animal World for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis. And next week, I've told you, it's Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Sunday, Dr. Nels Rasmussen in the house, and we will again have open phone lines, and he'll be doing free remote treatments, and I hope you will call in then. And Kathy, don't worry, because I'm going to have them work on Chester after they're done with Celeste and Scamperdoo, and maybe right after we end the show. But we'll get to your Chester. I haven't forgotten. And in the meantime, I'm going to thank Mike. Thank you, Kathy. And we still have a minute or so to go, so we're not out of here yet. But I wanted to cover all those bases so I didn't forget anything. Now, it looks like both of you are working on something.
Well, I was just doing some little matrix stuff to help with balancing, kind of up all the way up from kind of the thymus area up towards the throat, and again clearing out inflammation and cooling a little bit, and both in the front and the back, from the front and the back. And then Jude's building energy with Mars and Earth Day 5th, or Mars and Earth Day forks. Something when I think the Pooh. I think
the Pooh. Oh, we get to do the ferry. Yeah. Ferry boat, Celeste.
And again, this
will get it out of there.
This should help with in getting. Again, we're doing it here for clearing inflammation out of the kind of the lung area.
Okay, Celeste, if they aren't completely finished, they're going to rattle some stuff out before we're almost out of here. They'll finish up as we close out here, Celeste.
Okay.
Call me, let me know how you're doing. You got it done? All right. So, Mike, thanks. Kathy, thanks. Jude and Paul, thanks. We'll see you in 2 months. And Dr. Nels next week. Animals have feelings, too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.